Hi there, wellness entrepreneur. Welcome to the Ignite Your Wellness Business podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison McLean, physical therapist, yoga teacher, coach, massage therapist, and owner of Ignite Your Wellness Business. This is the podcast to help you as a wellness entrepreneur create an online extension of your in-person wellness practice, so you can help more people without overextending yourself or relying 100% on your body. So grow your dream business to 100K and beyond using my proven systems. Hey there, wellness entrepreneur. Welcome back. Today, I'm honored to have on special guest Justine Calderwood, who is a pelvic floor women's health specialist, physical therapist in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And today, we highlight the benefits of having an online program and how there's many different variations of an online program out there in the world. And in today's episode, you'll hear about how Justine launched an online program, her Fit to Be fitness classes for both her brick and mortar patients as well as online clients, and how that's benefited her brick and mortar clinic or her goals for her lifestyle that she wishes to live and her revenue, as well as helping to better serve her brick and mortar patients, helping them to get better results, even when she's not able to personally work with them yet because she has a 6 to 8 week wait list. And so they're able to start the process, start the work, getting benefits, getting wins before they even step foot in her clinic, working with her one-to-one. These fitness classes also give her the ability to work with people anywhere in the world and maximize her earning potential, because now it takes her out of being a fully one-to-one therapist only. So if you want to follow along in Justine's journey or learn more about her Fit to Be classes, especially if you're a mom wanting to strengthen their core and heal from any pelvic floor or women's health issues, she is the person to go to. So you can find her on her website at healingspotpt.com. That's healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, spot, S-P-O-T-P-T. com, and the same name on Instagram, Healing Spot PT on Instagram as well. So go give her a follow, go check out her Fit to Be classes. They are really a wealth of information to help you keep strong and mobile in your body so you can be the mom that you truly desire, want to be, and stay active as you age, and so much more. And tune into the episode to hear about how she made her Fit to Be classes a success and blew her goals for both her founding launch and her recent spring special launch totally out of the water. Hello there, wellness entrepreneur. Welcome back. Today, I'm honored to have on Justine Calderwood, and we're talking about how she used a low ticket offer like her online fitness classes to both bring more revenue into her business without her physically having to be present in her clinic, as well as to complement her in-person services and provide extra value to her waitlist. So Justine, welcome back.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you again.
Yeah, awesome. I love this. So huge congrats, first of all, on your spring sale that you had for your Fit to Be fitness classes.
Thank you.
You just blew it out of the water.
Yes, we definitely exceeded what our goal was, and I'm really happy about that.
Cool. Well, we'll dive into that. First, why don't you tell everyone exactly what your Fit to Be classes are and how you work with your clients online?
Yeah, so I developed Fit to Be classes. They're a style of kind of a blend of low pressure fitness, which most people don't know that style of training, but it's something that I learned as a pelvic floor physical therapist as an alternative to traditional core exercises. It targets the deep core, including the pelvic floor. I was using it one-on-one with my patients, but I really wanted to be able to bring that into kind of a group setting and offer it to not only, you know, my current clientele, but people beyond that. So it's a style of fit to be are a combination of low pressure fitness plus traditional, what I'd consider like body weight or resistance band exercises. You know, like if you were going to just do, say, squats and arm exercises and things like that, with my expertise of healing for pelvic floor and that deep core. So I bring my physical therapy background in that. And then we do some myofascial release. So we're working on mobility. And, you know, really the classes are designed for the people that I'm working with, say, one-on-one. So my clientele is primarily pregnant and postpartum clients and people that have core or pelvic floor issues. So they're dealing with things related to their bowel, bladder, or sexual function, and it's impacting them in that way, or they have like back pain. So it really was a way for me to be able to serve more people and reach more people beyond just my local community in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Awesome. I love this. And how did the idea to develop these classes and bring the online classes to complement your brick and mortar services, how did that come about?
Oh gosh, a couple of different ways. One, I mean, years ago, I was offering some in-person classes when I started my business, and that was more pain relief, like using myofascial release techniques. And I was getting people, friends of mine or former coworkers from Iowa that were saying, hey, can you offer this online? And this was pre-COVID. This was back in like 2016, 2017, asking me to do this online. And I just wasn't ready. I didn't want to go through the hassle, so to speak, of trying to figure out all the things. So I just didn't offer that. Then hit 2020. And, you know, as everybody knows, the world kind of shut down and it really impacted my ability to serve my clientele. I really had to quickly pivot and figure out how to offer some things online that I could still bring revenue into my business. And so that's when I took the classes or a version of the classes I had previously taught and decided, how can I be of service to people right now that are really going through a lot of fear, maybe have pain in their body, and how can I help them to navigate this with the skills that I have without being able to put my hands on people? So I developed some online classes at that time, and I continued to teach those from 2020 until maybe the end of 2021. Meanwhile, in there, I took some training for low pressure fitness, and I got connected with a community of other fitness professionals that were using low pressure fitness, including my two instructors. One is a pelvic floor physical therapist out of New Jersey. So I was seeing how she was incorporating that into her own private practice and how she was offering online classes that I was also taking, because I wanted more of this information, not only to help myself, but to turn around and be able to be a certified low pressure fitness trainer and help my patients one-on-one. And then also the other instructor is a personal trainer based out of the UK. And I was also seeing what she was doing with that. Meanwhile, about 2022, I just hit a wall of burnout. And I wasn't even quite sure I wanted to be in this industry anymore. I was just so severely burned out. I wanted to close my practice. I just wanted to get out of physical therapy and just find something completely unrelated, because that's how burned out I was. Mm-hmm. So that was at a time then I started working with you, Allison, one-on-one coaching, and really helped me to turn my business around. And, you know, you helped me really to see, what do I want in the future? Like what? And around that time, my husband and I were talking about, like, what do we want in retirement? We have two daughters, one just moved out, and the other, she has 3 years of school left. And so we're talking about, what do we want to do after that? Do we want to stick around here in Colorado? Do we want to travel? Because his job affords some freedom, affords him some freedom to do that. And so I really thought, you know what, I'd love to be able to develop some of these online services, some classes. I love to teach. I mean, I do that one-on-one with my patients anyway, but I realized I love to teach information and train, you know, with different styles of exercise. And so it really came about from that, just all coming together and us talking on our one-on-one coaching calls, and you encouraging me to really dive in and write down what it is that I want. What's the future look like for Justine? Not what people want me to do or what's expected of me, like, but what do I truly want? And I thought at that time, if I could have just pivoted my business completely online, I thought I would be happy with that. I don't know, honestly, I don't have 100% an answer to that. But right now, I'm really happy with My in-person, my clinic is doing very well. I have a 6 to 8 week wait list in my clinic. It really, with the work that I've done with you and making some staff changes and just going back to my roots of what do I want? Why did I start this business? Really gave me some clarity. And I really feel like that's helped just, if you will, kind of the energy of my business. I'm just sure. Renewed the passion who I want to work with and how I want to offer that and what that looks like. And I really feel like that's what's fueling the success that I'm seeing in my business now. People waiting. I raised my rates just 2 months ago and I hadn't done since 2019. And I didn't get any pushback, even with my current patients, you know. And so now I'm even making more revenue one-on-one. But it really, these classes are a way for me to, you help me to see, like, how can I be of service, which is really dear to my heart anyway. Mm-hmm. How can I help more people and reach those goals later, like kind of work my way step by step to the goal that I want to have, like some online presence so that I can have the freedom to travel mm-hmm. and maybe still have a clinic and maybe not. Again, I don't know 100% what that looks like and what the timeline is, but having the freedom to decide that for myself and to see like the confidence that I'm building to see that this is legit. I can do this. I have the skill that I used to feel limited. If I couldn't get my hands on people, I prided myself on being a manual therapist. I love getting my hands on people, but being able to help them through teaching and modeling exercise and people are giving me really good feedback on how this is helping them. It makes me feel so good. So,
yeah. Thanks so much for sharing all that and huge congrats on all that you do. I think you touched upon a few common points that resonate with a lot of entrepreneurs. And the first being that they want the freedom and flexibility in their own business. How can they make that happen if they are manual based or love working with their hands or love working with energetics? Does it transfer online, which 100% it does? You just have to figure out your own way. And yes, maybe an additional certification or skill is needed, along with learning the skills of just launching an online program, which we'll get into. And the other touch point that you brought up was about how you don't have to abandon your brick and mortar services. You can do both. And they complement each other, and it actually works in a way to better serve your existing in-person clients as well, because you offer these Fit to Be classes to your waitlist for. So you mentioned you have a waitlist for 6 to 8 weeks. So part of that time when they're waiting to come to see you, now they have an opportunity to get help faster and work with you. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. We found that we just did a spring special in the month of March. And what we found was we actually had people that bought an initial evaluation. Like they were like, yeah, I'm going to wait the 6 weeks or whatever I need to start one-on-one. But then they bought the Fit to Be to get started. So we have noticed that with some of our purchases. And then also with our patients that maybe had been waiting or chose to wait and they didn't do the Fit to Be right away, like on that same phone call, they didn't buy the eval and the Fit to Be. What we found is that they show up for the initial evaluation having waited weeks. And because of our policies with scheduling, we schedule the first visit and then we don't always schedule immediately visits afterwards. We wait until they show up for that visit. So what we were finding too is that people were showing up and they were having to wait another few weeks to actually get started with that consistent treatment. Yeah. And so what we did was I talked to them about the packages that I have that I incorporated these classes into as a value-based like bonus for them with the package so that they were not only bought in to completing a plan of care for their one-on-one physical therapy, but that then they had this bonus of, hey, you can start these classes right now. Okay. And they have the opportunity to wait if they want. But even for some people, they decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and buy a package. And so people were buying things sooner than I had noticed previously in my business because of how we were leveraging. Look, you can go ahead. These are appropriate for you for this reason, because I had already done a consultation. I had already done the evaluation. I could really tailor kind of my sales part of that to why this was going to benefit them. Mm-hmm. So that I found just easier buy-in, but also sooner buy-in. And I think the awareness of us selling this stuff, people were seeing that on my website. They were seeing it maybe in social media. So they, even the people that came in, I feel like more of a presence, that authority of, hey, I'm offering this. I'm not your typical PT.
Yes,
that's not offering this. Nobody else in my community in the physical therapy world is offering, especially the uniqueness of my classes, but even, you know, the extra care. They will.
Yeah, because you add them to your packages as well for the higher number of sessions per package.
Yeah. So our packages are structured like, if they buy 8 sessions, then they get 8 classes. If they buy 14 sessions, they get a free session in that package plus 15 classes. And then my other one is 20. If they buy 22 treatment sessions, they get 2 free sessions plus they get 24 classes. So it's really a great value. They're getting more. And honestly, one of the reasons I restructured my packages when I raised my rates, because my previous package, I was the very first tier, it was buy 7 and you get an 8. So many people were buying that first package over and over. And it was actually better value for them. They were getting more free sessions if they bought that versus my second tier. So I realized I was actually losing out on that. And so I restructured it that the first package, they still get some value, but they don't get my treatment session, which I have at a higher price point. So I'm not giving as many free sessions away, except for those people that really are bought in, that really need those bigger 14 or 15 sessions or 24. So it feels really good because I'm still giving a lot of value to them.
Yeah. Because they can take those classes in between sessions, they can get improvements on their own, learn more about their body in between sessions. So that helps with better results, and it boosts your revenue because now you're not giving away, and your energy, because you're not giving away all these free sessions.
Yeah, definitely. I feel way more energetic because, just not, here you go. And it's, quite honestly, even the sales part of it, because I feel like this process has helped me even... What's the evidence list you had me do multiple times of like, how can this help somebody even if I can't get my hands on them? Yes. Or anything that came up, my own little stories that I wanted to say why I wasn't qualified to do this. I did those evidence lists. And that even gave me the insight and the confidence now when I come in to speak with my patients and really, again, customize it for them. How is this going to help them in particular? And for some of my patients, I even recommend, hey, you don't have to get started right now with these classes. I'd actually look, because you know, they don't maybe they're not quite ready for the classes. So we start with the one-on-one stuff, and then I tell them, okay, now I'd go ahead and start. Or I've even told some people, you know what, if you want to wait until after you're done with your package and then continue on with the classes, that's okay. But it really has given me a lot of confidence in being able to serve them in a more personalized way.
Yeah, I love that. And so you've had 2 official launches. Your first founding members launch, which you were shooting for 10 clients and you got 14. And then your most recent spring sale launch, again, you were shooting for 10 and got 17. Huge congratulations.
Yes.
So
Thank you.
Goes into these launches? How did you make them successful?
So for the first launching the program, I really had to do the back work, where I had to figure out what was I offering? What was the price point? How was it going to be structured? The programs that I needed, you know, I already have some software. How could I use that? I had to learn a lot about how that software could even work and what the process I wanted for sign up, where it could be as hands off on my end as possible. And I set it up that way. It took me a little longer than I had anticipated. You know, with writing the sales page, getting that up and running and writing emails, you know, that's the kind of stuff that it took in order to actually launch it. I would say the sales page took quite a bit, as well as the program. I did, because low pressure fitness is such a unique way of training and most people don't know how to do it. What I decided to do was some pre-recorded videos that explained the process, that explained all the basics of it, because it was either do a pre-recorded workshop that they could have access to and go on demand at their own pace, or I could offer this workshop live, like maybe a 2-hour class every 4 to 6 weeks, which was going to require more of my time and energy each time. So I decided to do the pre-recorded classes. So it took me a little bit to record those, to get them edited, to, you know, to set up the portal, if you will. But once it was all set up, we had the sales page written and, you know, to my satisfaction, all that stuff. Then I wrote 6 emails and we basically sent them off, not only in my newsletter, my weekly newsletter, but then those 6 emails went over a course of 2 weeks. And I launched it at the end of October so that I could start classes November 10th of 2023. And I got most of the sales from those emails because I had a list. I have a list of around 1,100 people on my email newsletter list. And most of my sales came from that. However, I did use social media as well. So I used my stories. I recorded even some kind of some marketing videos showing what they could expect in class. I showed, you know, short videos and I wrote posts for social media, put them in my stories and posted them on my wall. And then we had some graphics as well. So it was kind of a combination of all of that. We printed some flyers and I created a list really of people that I'd already been talking to because I knew I wanted to launch these. It had been months in the making. So I was already talking to patients. Hey, I'm going to be launching these classes. I'll let you know, or would you like me to let you know when they're ready? So I had a list of people that were very warm leads and I had my front desk people reach out to them first and say, hey, Justine's ready. You know, here's the sales page. Can I share it with you? But the majority of people that bought came from the emails. Yeah. And I had to educate my team too, because this was something that they weren't familiar with. So I had to educate my 2 front desk people on what were they off? What am I offering? Because they're the first line or the first contact into my business. And so if people had questions, they were going to ask my front desk team. So that's kind of what I put into the launch itself. In addition to just the mind work stuff, right? That what I had to do to build myself confident. And I even used some of my older, because I didn't have any testimonials for this. I still had this, I don't know, you know, kind of, I don't know if this is really going to work the way, if I can really deliver the results, but I had to have confidence that I've done this before, working one-on-one. I've done classes before, and I really feel like that helped me. But I ended up using old testimonials from other classes I had taught just as placeholders for now. But then when I did the spring special, which we can talk about, I actually have testimonials that speak specifically to these classes. I was very intentional about getting those with my like founding members of asking them a lot of feedback at first.
Sure. Yeah. And how did you fit in this marketing time? Because I think that speaks to the brick and mortar clinic owner, or if someone wants, you know, is starting out 100% online, how do you fit in the time to write the emails, the registration pages, and planting the seeds, which works so well. So you did have a warm audience to market to.
Yeah. Well, I looked at my schedule and, you know, this is something you and I worked together. So it's like, okay, you're gonna need time, but I didn't want to be doing it on my weekends or at the end of the day. And so I had to really look at my schedule and go, what can I realistically do? And for me, I don't see patients on Wednesdays, and that's my kind of my admin time. And I do a variety of things, but I really, during that time that I was leading up to this, I blocked out maybe 2 hours, you know, every Wednesday, and that I used that time to spend on this. And I will say I know I spent some time on the weekends, like, you know, doing it, but for the most part, it was during the week. I fit it into my schedule of what, so I wasn't overgoing my boundaries. Cause as I said, I had burned myself out doing that in the past. I guess I didn't say it that way, but that was part of my burnout. I was just overstepping boundaries and giving and not taking care of myself. So I really had to be intentional of that. The other thing was, is you helped to give me some framework on the emails specifically. You know, you had given me, we had talked in our calls, our one-on-one calls. We maximized the time that I was already setting aside my one-on-one calls. And you helped me to go through that sales page, for instance, and look it over and give me feedback and other ways to say things. And I took those suggestions and I ran with them. The emails were really based on your suggestions. And you had given me some written emails that you had from like your post emails from a webinar, you know, like that framework, the portal that you have, that really helped me to streamline on, instead of being like, okay, I can write about this. It was like, no, write about, make the 6 emails, these emails. And you also were like, kind of planted that seed of, Justine, what if it only took 3 emails to sell your 10? You know, and I was like, wow, maybe, you know, even that awareness of it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be 15 emails. Just because that's what your mind says or you're making that story up doesn't make it true. Mm-hmm. You know, so that also helped and helping me to get some framework of being like posting on social media. Well, it was like, realistically, how often can you post, Justine? How often can you be in stories? Can you shoot for 2 or 3 times a week? Yeah, that's doable. It wasn't every single day. Mm-hmm. And I still sold it. And, you know, it was looking at that and going, okay, what's realistic? What can you actually do? It doesn't have to be this, you know, very like, I don't know, like $20,000 launch. It can be small. Yes. Just go through the steps and get confidence in that. And that really helped to take a lot of the pressure off that I probably otherwise would have put on myself.
Yeah. And that causes you to freeze, which actually slows you down. But now you have great foundation and you're bringing in revenue without you having to add additional one-to-one appointments to your calendar. So that's huge. Not to mention the value you're providing to help your clients and the patients just get better as well. So huge congrats. Well, thank you so much for your time and sharing all this wisdom and your journey. So much, I'm sure so many entrepreneurs can resonate with, especially when they're brick and mortar wanting to move online.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me and letting me share a little bit. Hopefully this helps somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Hey, if you're ready to grow your wellness business, I want to invite you to work with me. You're going to make your first 6 figures and then scale beyond. Your next step is to book a free consultation at igniteyourwellness.com. That's igniteyourwellness.com. Okay, I'll see you there. Bye.